Okay, we're, let's begin. Josh. Okay, we're on the bottom of Yudim Abayis. We just had a whole umbud and blot about the story of Yishayahu and Chizkiyahu and the six things that Chizkiyahu HaMelech did, and the whole story about the Isha Shunamis and Elisha, and that we had to run through. I mean, there's a lot. The last thing we did yesterday, we ran through the Memras, the sayings of Blessed Ben Yaakov. There's a lot to say there. We're not going to, but a lot to say about that, not davening from a high place and not eating before davening. Definitely have a whole shiur on that. And other halachos that were mentioned, davening with your feet together, be like malachim, etc. Okay, just to go through those again, to go through those Memras. Okay, let's start with the two dots. About 8 lines up from the bottom. Last word on the line is Hakore. Hakore Mikan Ve'elech Lo Hifsid. So the Mishnah says that if you say Kriya Shema after the Zman of Kriya Shema, so that's according to the first opinion after Netzachama, and according to the second opinion after the third hour of the day, which is what we paskin. So the Mishnah says I didn't want to be so clear yet, because we had a Gemara before that seemed to say it's up to the third. If you remember, by David HaMelech, 8 hours. If you take 6 hours of the day, it's 2 hours. So from that, Rashi there said it's the beginning of the third hour. So I didn't want to be so clear yet, but in a chinami, that's a good pickup. Okay, Bikan Ve'elech, so the Mishnah says, Bikan Ve'elech Lo Hifsid. From here on in, you didn't lose. You didn't lose after this man, Ka'adam HaKori BaTorah. You're like a person who read Torah. So what does that mean? Amar Rav Chista, Amar Mar Okva. Ubilvad Shelo Yomar Yotzer Or. So Mar Okva says, if you're saying this, if you're saying Kriya Shema after the time, that's fine, but you can't say the bracha of Yotzer Or. Because Yotzer Or talks about Hashem creating the light, which is like the morning, and therefore, just like we had yesterday, that there's, 2 days ago, that even if we're going to allow you to say Kriya Shema of nighttime after Amud HaShachar, you can't say Ashkenenu, because it doesn't make sense. So too, here, even though we're going to allow you to say Kriya Shema, you can have some type of schar, but you can't say the bracha of Yotzer Or. What? Mevorach. But the first day, it'll be 2 days. First day, Amar Ma'opa, Ubilvach, Shalom Yomar Yotzer. Meisvei, but we have a Brisa, Kori Mikan Ve'elech Lo Hifsid, Ka'adam Shukori Batorah. But the Brisa says that Mikan Ve'elech Lo Hifsid, you didn't lose, Ka'adam Shukori Batorah. It's at least as if you're just saying Kriya Shema, as if you're reading something in the Torah, Kushma something in the Torah, but the Brisa continues, Avam Mevarechu, Shtayim Lefanev Achaz Lacharel. And the Brisa says, you're allowed to say the brachas two before and one after. So two before, the first one is Yotzer Or. So Tiyufta Rav Chisda Tiyufta. So the first, we reject Rav Chisda, because Rav Chisda and Amora can't argue on a Brisa, unless he has a Mishnah Brisa or Tosefta that backs him up. But if not, we say Tiyufta. Ikeda Amre, second way that we heard Rav Chisda. Amre Rav Chisda, Amre Ma'okva, Ma'i Lo Hifsid, Shlo Hifsid Abrachos. Second day is that, no, Rav Chisda says that what is Lo Hifsid, you didn't lose in the Mishnah, mean? It means that you didn't lose half the chance of saying the brachas. Tanya Nami Hachi, Hakori Mikan Ve'elech Lo Hifsid, Kaddish. Now we bring the Brisa as a proof, not as a kasha, because Rav Chisda says the opposite. If you read from here on in, Lo Hifsid, you didn't lose, Kaddam Shakori Batorah, it's like you get schar, like somebody who's reading Torah, Avon Mavarech, Ushtai Lefanev, Achas Vacharehaz. Therefore, now the Brisa is a raya to Rav Chisda and not a kasha on him. Because according to the second opinion, he says the same thing as the Brisa, that you're allowed to say the brachas after this man. Amr of Mani, the Gemara ends off, Rav Mani says, Gadol HaKorei Kriyashma Ba'onasa Yosem Me'ha'osek Batorah. Greater is the person who says Kriyashma in its proper time, even more than somebody who's Osek Batorah. Wow, how do you know this? Midaktani, because what is the lashon of the Mishnah? HaKorei Mikan Ve'elech Lo Hifsid Kadam HaKorei Batorah. If you don't say Kriyashma in the best time, okay, it's as if you're saying learning Torah. So it sounds like if you said it in the proper time, that's the best. Because the Mishnah says, if you said Kriya Shema in the Bidyevit time, at least it's like you're learning Torah. But it sounds like that's a Bidyevit, that's a second level. So that Michal, the Koriva Onasa Adif. So therefore, it seems from here that if you read it in its proper time, it is Adif. Okay?
I just want to quote that it's
different.
It's different. Okay.
In a chinami.
Rashi even says that. You're getting schar for learning Torah.
In a chinami, but sometimes if you say, if you didn't do this, it's as if, you know, we'll give you the schar for this. In a chinami, it's, I don't think it's a mukhrach diyak, but that's how the Gemara is understanding it. There is an important discussion in the Rishonim here. How late? The Mishnah just says, if you read it after the Zman, you're still allowed to get tchar. And you're allowed to say the Kriyashma with the brachas of Kriyashma. So, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you're allowed to say Kriyashma with Yotzer or Varech Hoshech. Is there an ending time? The Mishnah doesn't have an ending time. So there are two, if you look in the Rush, there are 2 days in the Rush. The first opinion says that it's Chatzos. That up until Chatzos, you can say Kriyash Baal Berachos Seha. But not after, I'm sorry, there are 3 days. The first opinion is only until Zman Tefillah, which is another hour later. Right, the end of the fourth hour is Zman Tefillah. The second day is till Chatzos. The third day is all day. 3 different opinions. So again, we don't have to go into it now, but part of the issue is what status do the brachas of Kriyashma have? Usually we know there's something called the Birchas HaMitzvah, something called Birchas Shalach Mahodah, praising, something called Birchas HaNehenin. So Birchas Kriyashma, what is that? So some Rishonim say, or maybe it's a fourth category called Tefillah. It's part of Tefillah. So some say, if it's Tefillah, that's the first opinion, that you can only say one more hour. What does Tefillah have to do with it? The answer is, if Birchas Kriyashma are the type of bracha of Tefillah, so then you only have till the fourth hour. Others say, no, maybe it's a Birchas HaMitzvah. So whenever you say Kriyashma, you're doing the Mitzvah. So then you can say it there. Again, not for now, but that's part of the issue of whether you can say Kriyashma with the brachas. Fine. Mishnah. Here we go. Beishama Yomrim, Ba'erev, Kol Adam Yatev Yikra. At night, you must say Kriyat Shema when you are lying down. Shenemar uvaboker yamod, and in the morning you must stand up. Shenemar uvashachbacha, when you're lying down. Uvakumecha, and when you stand up. Ubeisil omrim kol adam kori kedarko. Shenemar uvalachtocha vaderech. Ubeisil says no. However you want to say it, you want to sit, you want to stand. Because it says uvalachtocha vaderech. When you're going on the way, however you are, you're standing, you're sitting. Im Kain says Beis Hillel, Lama Nemar B'Shach B'Chol B'Kumecha. So if it's true, says Beis Hillel, that you can say it any way you want, so what do I do with B'Shach B'Chol B'Kumecha, which is the basis for Beis Shammai Shita, when you're sitting and when you're standing? So Beis Hillel says, no. B'Shach Shebnei Adam Shochvin, U'B'Shach Shebnei Adam Omdim. Doesn't mean when you're sitting and standing. It means at the time that most people lie down, and at the time that most people stand up. Doesn't mean when you're lying down and when you're standing up. That's machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. We obviously pass on like Beis Hillel. Amar Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon says, amazing, out of the first 3 or 4 Mishnayos and Brachas, we already have 2 stories. Rabbi Yudan Nasi already knows that we need stories to be able to be good learners. He wants to keep it interesting. First, Daf Beis had a story. Daf Yud has a story. Amar Rabbi Tarfon. Aniyah Yisi Baba Darech V'hitesi Likros Kedivri Beis Shammai. So Rabbi Tarfon says, I was once going on the way, and I wanted to be machmer on myself. So I stopped my wagon, I got off the road, and I lay down to say Kriyat Shema, to be machmir, quote-unquote, like Beis Shammai. And because I did that, I put myself into life-threatening danger. Amrulo, and when he came back to the Beis Medrash, and he told the story to the Rabbanan, this is what I did, and I almost risked my life. So Amrulo, amazing answer. Kedai ha-yisa l'chov ba'atzmacha, sh'avat ha-diver Beis Hillel. Yeah, kedai, that you are chayiv misa. You didn't go like Beis Hillel. No, so it's worth it. You should have come out almost died. We'll talk about what that line means a little later on the bottom of the next Amud. But just from the answer, Chazal were not too happy with Rabbi Tarfon following the Shita of Beis Shammai. So we'll have to talk, why is that so much worse than following any other Shita that we don't paskin like? So we'll have to see. Okay. Top of Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. Bishma Beis Hillel, Kama Parashi Tamayu B'Taybet to Beis Shammai. So I understand Beis Hillel, because Beis Hillel explains his own Shita, right? He says, U'Balach T'Chava Derech. And he also explains why he doesn't like Beis Shammai. Because Beis Shammai, B'Lach B'Shev Chava Kumech, goes on the time. It doesn't go on the physical actions. Ella Beis Shammai, my time alone, Amru K'Beis Hillel. But why doesn't Beis Shammai go like Beis Hillel? First, why, and then what does he do with the pasuk? So first the Gemara says, why? Why doesn't Beis Shammai like Beis Hillel? Amri lecha Beis Shammai, im kein, if it's true what you say, Beis Hillel, that the Torah is really referring to times and not physical ways that you're supposed to say Kriyat Shema, neimakra ba'boker uva'erev. Or in the side it says, ba'erev uva'boker. It should say morning and night. Why does it say lying down and standing up? It's a very, very misleading term, Beis Hillel. So, my B'shachmacha v'kamecha, says Beis Shammai, so therefore, what is B'shachmacha v'kamecha, according to me, B'shach Shchiva, Shchiva Mamish, B'shach Kima, Kima Mamish. At those times, this is what you have to do. So, Beis Shammai says, that is why I say my opinion. That's why I say my opinion. But now the Gemara continues, U'Beis Shammai, Hayu B'lech T'chav HaDerech, by Ovid Lehu, Beis Shammai, what do you do with Beis Hillel's Pasuk? Uvelech lechav aderech is the source for Beis Hillel that you can do it however you want. So what do you do with that pasuk? You explain to me what you do with the Pshat Chol V'Kamecha. You say it means literally. But what do you do with Beis Hillel's pasuk? Sahobi b'ayelahu l'kidetanya. So Beis Shammai says, I use it for the following discussion. B'shivtecho beisecha. So it says in the Torah that you have to say Kriya Shema when you're sitting in your house. Prat la'osek b'mitzvah. Excluding if you are involved in another mitzvah. Only if you're in your house and you're not doing any other mitzvah, do you have to say Kriya Shema. But if you're involved in any other mitzvah, you do not have to say Kriya Shema. This is the principle, two or three places in Shas. Osek b'mitzvah, pater min ha-mitzvah. If you are osek in a mitzvah, then you are pater from doing another mitzvah. There is a... Yeah? Learned out from this pasuk by Kriya Shema, only when you're sitting in your house. Uvelech lechav aderech prat l'chasan. And if you're going on the way, you have to say Kriya Shema, excluding a chasan who is not going on his way. He's also involved in his own issues. Rashi here points out, what do you need a separate pasuk by chasan? Chasan's also doing a mitzvah. That's also osek b'mitzvah. So Rashi says, no, the point is, by osek b'mitzvah, normally, you might have said that you're physically involved in another mitzvah. I'm building a sukkah. I am... I'm doing Biker Cholam. I'm doing some other mitzvah. So if I'm physically involved via Dayim with another mitzvah, so then you could say I'm Pater from another mitzvah. But as we're going to see, by the Chasan case, he's not involved in the mitzvah yet. He's worried about what's going to happen tonight. He's tarot. He's thinking about the first Bia. So he's not doing the mitzvah yet. He's just thinking, he's worried about what's going to be. So you might have thought that you don't have the patur there. If your mom is involved in the mitzvah right now, then you have the patur of osik b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah. But if you're not involved yet, if you're just thinking about what's going to be, you're tarud, so maybe you might say that you don't have the patur of osik b'mitzvah yet. So that's why you need a separate pasuk to exclude chasan, that even that type of case where you're only tarud about the future mitzvah that you're going to perform, that also has the patur. The Torah understands osik b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah. Again, this principle is the Torah's realists. If you're involved in a avodas Hashem, so then we don't worry about the other mitzvah. You don't have to go crazy. You have to run here. Osek b'mitzvah, pater b'na mitzvah. Very important principle. There is a discussion in the Rishonim, more in Sukkah, where the other sugi osek b'mitzvah comes up. When we say osek b'mitzvah, pater b'na mitzvah, am I allowed to do the other mitzvah? Let's say I'm involved myself in mitzvah A, so I don't have to do mitzvah B. Am I allowed to go do mitzvah B? And then come back to do mitzvah A? Or is that like a bizayon for mitzvah A? I'm involved in a mitzvah. I'm going to run to do another mitzvah. So the Ran there...
It says Potter,
correct. So the Pashtus is, Rove of the Rishonim, 98% of the Rishonim say, Potter means you don't have to. If you want to, okay. There is an opinion in the Ran, in Sukkah, that says it's Usser. It's Usser to do the other mitzvah. Osek b'mitzvah, Usser min ha-mitzvah shniyah. There's a question, what do you mean? Why is it usser? Osek b'mitzvah, pater min ha-mitzvah. Why can't you do it? So these, the Kilas Yaakov, the stipler on this Gemara says, it could be, because how do you understand the principle of osek b'mitzvah, pater min ha-mitzvah? Does that mean if you're osek in one mitzvah, you're not obligated in the other mitzvah? You have no obligation in any other mitzvah. You're doing this mitzvah, there's no chiyuv of any other mitzvah. Or do you say, no, there is a chiyuv, but you don't have to do it. There's a chiyuv, just like if you're any other onus. If you're onus, rachmana patre. If you're an ones, you don't have to do it. Right, if I'm an ones, I can't eat this, I can't do this mitzvah. Any ones is paters. So maybe that's how you understand osek b'mitzvah. You still have the chiyuv to do the other mitzvah, but you're pater. So says the Kehilas Yaakov, that's the machlokas between these Rishonim. According to most Rishonim, you still have a chiyuv, but you're pater. So if you do the other mitzvah, you're fulfilling that mitzvah. That's fine. But according to that opinion of the Ran, it's osek b'mitzvah, osur to do the other mitzvah. Why? Because you don't even have a chiyuv to do the other mitzvah. Once you're osek b'mitzvah. Yet that mitzvah does not exist in your world. So if it doesn't exist in your world, obviously you can't leave this mitzvah to be zayin to that mitzvah.
Well, it certainly applies to the mitzvah.
To an onen, we're going to get to that. But onen we paskin is usher min a mitzvah. That's not real. That might not be because of osik b'mitzvah. That's a special reason of onen. Okay, so mikan amrul. We're in the middle of a sentence here. So prat. So Beis Shammai says, what do I do with Beis Hillel's pasuk? Excludes osik b'mitzvah and vatzva der prat l'chas. Mikan amru. Therefore, we say hakonis is a psula pater. Somebody marries a psula, they're pater because they're osik b'mitzvah. That's ha'almana chayiv. But if somebody is konis a widow, chayiv. We'll get to the reason why there's a difference between the psula and almana in a couple of lines. My mashma. How does Beis Shammai learn from this pasuk that the halacha of osik b'mitzvah, amar papa ki derech, because he says it says v'lechtecha v'derech, when you're going on the way, ma derech rishus avkol rishus, just like usually when you take a trip, it's rishus, it's not a mitzvah, you're going because you want to go, business or pleasure, avkol rishus. So too, anytime you're involved in the dvar rishus, that's when you have to say kriya shma. So Gemara asks, what do you mean? The pasuk just says derech. Milo askina to call azal dvar mitzvah. Sometimes we go to do a mitzvah. V'yafilu achi amarachman alikri. And it's still the Torah says to say. So what do you mean? How do you know? It refers to a trip of rishus. Maybe it's a trip of a mitzvah. And then you'd say, you have to say kriyas shema even when you're doing a mitzvah. So Im Kain says the Gemara, lichto rachmana b'sheves u'b'leches. No, the Torah should have just said, when there is a trip, my b'shiftecha, b'lechtecha, but what does it mean when you are going? When you are lying, it must be b'sheves didach, u'v'lechas didach, u'demachayeves, only when you are doing something for yourself, which is a dvar rishus, do you have to say kriya shma, ha'de mitzvah p'tiris, but if you're involved in a mitzvah, so then you are pater. Okay, so that is Beis Shammai's opinion, what he does with Beis Hillel's pasuk. E'achi, let's just finish up from the point that I mentioned before. If this is true, that there's a concept of osik b'mitzvah, afil konis es almana. Even if you married almana. Right? Post can say whether this might mean the mitzvah of kiddushin. There's a mitzvah to get married, according to many Rishonim. The Rambam holds there's a mitzvah to get married, even separate from the mitzvah of puravu. But maybe, you know, others... Almana is also osik. So what's the difference between an almana and a psula? So the Gemara says, put it to psula nami, high tarid b'high low tarid. It's not just osik b'mitzvah, but remember what we said earlier. When it comes to the marriage issue, it's not that you're involved in the mitzvah, it's about whether you're tarud, thinking about what's going to happen. So by a psula, you are worried, because you don't know psulim or not, especially in the olden days when it was more of an issue, and oh, they got married younger, and every woman had psulim. But an almana, you're not so tarud. It's not such an issue, because you know she's not a psula. So that is why, because there's no tirda, that's why an almana does not, if you marry an almana, it does not have a ptur. But the Gemara says, one second, Imishim Tirda. What, so the whole basis of Osik B'mitzvah is because you have so much, you're so much on your brain, you can't handle saying Kriya Shma? Afilu Tavas Svinasa Bayam Nami. What if you had a terrible day at the stock market? What if your ships are drowning, you have 20 ships and you hear your fleet is going down in the sea? You're also tarred. Oh, so one second. V'chi tema, so if you're telling, Gemara is assuming on the question, if it's Omish of Tirza, that the Torah understands humanity, the Torah understands that sometimes we can't say Kriya Shema, so maybe even if you lost a lot of money, v'chi tema ha'chinami, and if you want to say, yeah, in a chinami, any type of Tirza, that can't be. Alama, why is it? Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Zavda Marav, why do we say, Ovel chayav b'chol mitzvah z'mores b'torah? An Ovel is chayav b'chol mitzvah. An Ovel is pretty tarred, right? During Shiva, he's pretty tarred, but we paskin, an Ovel is chayav in every single mitzvah. Chutz v'at tefillin, there's a special din that he's excluded from tefillin, we paskin at least Yom Rishon. He doesn't make wear Yom Rishon if it's Daraisa, so that's why many, if you get back in time after the Kfura, many put on tefillin without a bracha, separate issue. But tefillin maker adin is there's a ptur, Shari Nemar Bahem Pe'er, because they're called the glory of Am Yisrael, Shenemar, as it says in Yechezkel, Pe'ercha Chavush Alecha. You shall wear your Pe'er, you shall wear your tefillin. Many halachas of Hilchas Avelus are learned out from Yechezkel when Hashem says, you don't act like an Avel. Do this, do this, do this, do this. So we learn, an Avel can't do this, can't do this, can't do this, can't do this. So one of the things is, Hashem says, Yechezkel, you wear your tefillin. So we learn from there that the halach is not to wear tefillin. Go look at Rashi and Tosis here for two ideas, what might be the reason behind not wearing tefillin. So the question is though, so if you want to say that tirda, just worry, is a ptur, so why isn't an Avel pater? An Avel is also tarud. So our answer is no. Hasam tara tirda the mitzvah. By the case of osek b'mitzvah, you have tirda from a mitzvah. So you need two ingredients. You need tirda and mitzvah. Hacha tara tirda de rishus. But by the case of the boat, or by the case of aveus, the Gemara calls it, your tara tirda de rishus. Yes, there might be a mitzvah of aveus, but the tirda of aveus is not the mitzvah. It might be human, but just like if you lose $100,000, it's human to feel bad. But you got to get over it to say kriyashma. So that is the issue of osek b'mitzvah, and all this is learned out, Beis Shammai says, from the halacha, from the pasuk of Beis Hillel. One more line, and then I'll take the question. Skip the next line, most mefarshim take out, so skip a line. The Bach takes that. U Beis Hillel. Doesn't Beis Hillel agree with this whole issue of osek b'mitzvah? What Beis Shammai learns it out from Ublech Techa Baderech. So what Beis Hillel Lachora agrees with this whole sugya. So what, if it's true that he agrees with Beis Shammai, so how does he also learn his own shita about Kriyashma from the same pasuk? So says the Gemara, Amri Memelushma Mina Vafilu Baderech Nami Kari. Yes, he agrees that you learn Osek B'mitzvah, but still the pashas of the pasuk says Uvelech Techa Baderech. So he says, I also learned from there that you could also say Kriyashma in any form that you want, lying down, sitting, standing, etc. Yeah, Aaron.
So how subjective is this? If you turn to stop doing any mitzvah, not just the chesed.
So we generally paskin only the only putter if Yef Shalakayim Shnehem. Meaning if it's impossible to do both, then you would be putter. But, you know, and the... But if Yef Shalakayim Shnehem, we say you should try to do both.
But that's physically.
Right. So that's we paskin generally, you try to do both, Yef Shalakayim Shnehem. And there's a whole sugya whether Osek B'mitzvah applies by Talmud Torah. That's the issue. Why, you could always say, I'm learning. Like, I'm not doing this mitzvah, I'm not doing that mitzvah, I'm learning. Separate shir, whether it applies to Talmud Torah. By chassid, we'll get to a couple of blot. We'll get to whether the first night, whether it applies to chassid bizbanas anyway. Because we might not have a proper kind of on anyway.
Talmud being worried, or he could be thinking about the excitement of doing a mitzvah also.
Okay.
So, let's say
But it sounds like from the Gemara that generally thinking about doing mitzvahs in the future, you don't have the p'tur. Specifically by chassan, there's a special type of tirta. But generally the p'tur of osek b'mitzvah is only when your mamish is involved in the mitzvah. Okay, two dots, right in the middle of the yom. It's Tanur Rabbanan. Beis Hillel Omrim Om Din V'Korin. Beis Hillel says, you could stand up and say Kriya Shema. Yosh V'Nikorin, you could sit down and say Kriya Shema. Matin V'Korin, you could lie down and say Kriya Shema. Hochin V'Korin, you could walk. Osin Malachin V'Korin, you're allowed to do your Malacha, and you could do it any way you want, like Beis Hillel says. Which, by the way, we'll learn in a few blot, maybe not the first part of Kriya Shema, because you have that special Kavana. Shema Yisrael Shem Alkeinu, you're not supposed to be doing anything. But Mi'ikar Hadin, the rest of Kriya Shema at least, you could say it anyway. Of Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Story between these two great Tanaim, Shai Mesubin, Vakam Echad. They were sitting in a place. By Rabbi Shmuel Muta, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Zakov. Rabbi Shmuel was lying down, and Elazar ben Azariah was sitting up. So Kivish Yigizman Kriyashma. They're about to say Kriyashma. So they switch. Heat the Elazar, Vizakov Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Elazar lies down from his sitting position. Rabbi Shmuel sits up. So Amar Lo Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, who lay down. Just now, says to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Yishmal achi yemshalachal mashal. Let me give you a metaphor about your behavior just now. L'madav radomet, what is it like? Mashal l'echach omrim loskein chav mugudal. You have a beautiful beard, people tell somebody. Amar lahem yehei kenegan ha-mashchisim. Aha, you like it? I'm cutting it off. Yehei kenegan ha-mashchisim. It should be in front of the cutter, people who cut it off. So afakach, also you Rabbi Yishmael, your behavior is just very anti. Ata kolzman shani zakuf, ata muta, so I'm standing up, so you lie down. Achshav shani atisi, ata zakavta. All of a sudden, I lie down and you stand up. It's like a child. Every time the parent says yes, they say no. You say no, I say yes. They're just being anti. They're just saying, they're going against, devil's advocate. So Rabbi Yishmael, what are you doing? This is at night. On my low, says Rabbi Yishmael, no, what do you mean? I have a good explanation for my behavior. Ani asisi kidivrei Beis Hillel. Why did I sit up? Because I went like Beis Hillel, who says you're even allowed to say Kriya Shema sitting up. Okay. V'yatati kidivrei Beis Shammai. And you went like Beis Shammai. You lay down? So that's like Beis Shammai. Below Od, you might be asking, what do you mean? Beis Hillel says you can say it lying down also. Right? So why Dafka sat up? Ela shemayiru hatalmidim v'yikvu halacha v'doros. Now he adds on a line. Maybe the Talmidim will see. What will they see? My v'lo od. What does that mean? So v'chi tema. Let me explain myself. Says Rabbi Shmuel. V'chi says. Rabbi Shmuel, v'chitema beis hillel nami yisluhu matin. You might ask me, my friends, that I could have just stayed laying down, because beis hillel says you can see it anyway. Hani mili t'matav asa meikara. If all of us would have been lying down and all of us started saying Kriya Shma, wonderful, I would have continued my behavior. Aval hacha, but kiven d'ad hashta havis zakuf. But you are the problem, mister, because you were sitting up, and all of a sudden you lay down. So if I would be laying down, people would have thought, I'm like, hey, you have to lay down for Kriya Shema. They would have thought you have to lie down because you have to lay down now. The Hashemuta Amri Shema Mina Kabe Shamei Sfir Lahu Shema Yiru HaTalmidim. Maybe the Talmidim would have seen Vikva Halacha Doris. They would have thought you have to lie down. That's why I sat up. Even though Beis Shammai said you don't have to. So 2 points. Number one, I wanted to show that even like Beis Hillel, and number two, I had a cover up for your behavior. Two things that he said. That's why he sat up. Okay. Fine. So the next time meet somebody that just is always trying to take the opposite approach, you could quote the Kein Chum Agudal and Yek Negan HaMashchisim. Okay, Tani. Yeah.
This one, a halacha that Akiyah said, should be said stand still.
Mm-hmm. So it does it. So Kriya Shema, like we said, if you let's say lying down, that means you're not moving anywhere.
If it's saying even if you're walking.
So if you're walking, that's what I said, that the first part at least, it's not the best idea to be walking. But if somebody is walking, do you have to get off the road? So then it says that you don't have to. That's the halacha of Kriya Shema. Okay, Tani, third to last skinny line. Tani Rabbi Chaskel, so three opinions. What happens if somebody does like Beis Shammai? Asa k'divrei Beis Shammai, asa k'divrei Beis Hillel, asa. Rabbi Chaskel says you can do like whoever you want. Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel. Rabbi Yosef says no. Asa k'divrei Beis Shammai, lo asa v'lo klum. No, if you do like Beis Shammai, you aren't Yotzei the Mitzvah. Ditznan, what's the precedent where if you follow Beis Shammai, we know that you're not Yotzei the Mitzvah? A Mishnah in Sukkah. Misha, Yerosha Berubah B'Sukkah. V'Shulchan HaPasach Abai is, let's say you're sitting in the Sukkah, but your table that you're eating on, let's say you have a tiny Sukkah, and the table that you're eating on is in your house. So you're sitting in the Sukkah, so you take the food from the table, bring it back to the Sukkah, and you're eating like that. So, there's a machlokas whether you're allowed to have such a sukkah. Beis Shammai own poslin. Beis Shammai apostles. Why? Because he's worried, obviously. What are you going to do? What happens? You're eating soup. You don't want it to spill on your pants. So you're going to go like this. You're going to lean over. So you're going to end up eating in your house. So Beis Shammai said, you can't have a sukkah with the table in your house. Ubeisol Machshir Mishol says, no, I'm not worried. Yisrael Kadoshim Haim. They'll remember. They'll bring the food back into their mouth and they'll sit in the sukkah. No need to worry. Amr lehem Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel says to Beis Shammai, what do you mean? I have a story, another story. Ma'aseh Shalchu Ziknei Beis Shammai Ziknei Beis Hillel Levakaris Rabbi Yochanan Ben Achoranis. There's a Arzakanim, Arzadis, don't you know the story? Arzadis went to visit this great Rebbe, Matzuhu Shayar Rosh Avrubo, Besuk of Shachan Pesach Abayis, and he was sitting there and acting this way, below Amr lo Klum, and he didn't tell them, and they didn't say anything, right? So therefore, obviously, he was acting properly. So I'm right, says Beis Hillel. Right? It's kosher to sit in that sukkah. Amru lahem, misham raya. Right? No, that's not a raya. Avhem amru lo imkein, ahisa noeg, lo kiyamta sukkah miyamecha. No, if you act this way, then if you use this sukkah, lo kiyamta sukkah miyamecha. You have never been yotzei the mitzvah of sukkah. Which tells us that if you paskin like another opinion, maybe you have never been yotzei the mitzvah. You're not yotzei the mitzvah, which is a precedent for Arshi to hear that if you act like Beis Shammai, then you are not yotzei the mitzvah at all. So far, the first opinion, Rabbi Cheskel said, if you act like Beis Shammai, it's okay, do whatever you want, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel. The second opinion says, if you go like Beis Shammai, you're not yotzei the mitzvah. And now we finally have the last opinion, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar, Asar Kedivrei Beis Shammai, Chayev Misa. If you go like Beis Shammai, you're Chayev Misa, Ditznan, what's the Raya? Our Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Tarfon, Anayisi Baba Derech, Vitesi the Kos Kedivrei Beis Shammai. Rabbi Tarfon says, I went like Beis Shammai, and I almost killed myself. V'sikati v'asmi b'nei listim. V'abrulo, Kedaya Yisrael Chubaz, V'chash Shavat, Adivir Beis Hillel. Rabbi Tarfon was looking for some sympathy. You know, look what happened to me. And they said, good. You know, you deserve it. Right? So that's mashma that you chayim misa if you do like Beis Shammai. Why is it so bad to go like Beis Shammai? You know, what doesn't say this about any other day in the world. So there's a Mesulas Yesharim in Perek Chaf. The end of Perek Chaf, Mesulas Yesharim talks about, a lot of times we get mixed up between what's a Chumra and what's a Kula. We think something's a Chumra and ends up being a Kula. We think something's a Kula ends up being a Chumra. He has a whole discussion there. So he says, if somebody acts like Beis Shammai, it's nira kishtei toros. He thinks he's being machmer on himself, but if somebody follows the path of Eishamai, it's like you're fragmenting Klal Yisroel, you're splitting up Klal Yisroel, and that's why you're chayiv misa. That's what the Mesilas Yesharim says. I thought, why dafka Beishamai? If you follow any sheet of Tchuya, why the dafka Beishamai? So I thought maybe it's because Beishamai is a group of Tanoim. That is one opinion that you're going like. But it's a whole group of Tanoim. Where else do we have a group, a base in the Mishnah? Beishamai is Hillel. This is the Chachamim. But other than the Chachamim, Beishamai and Beis Hillel specifically were two groups of Tanoim. So if you have two groups being followed, that's very dangerous for Klal Yisrael. Because that's Nira Kishtei Toros. If somebody follows Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai, if somebody follows another opinion that we don't follow, like, okay, it's one strand, it's one family, one Rebbe. That's not going to cause a break in Klal Yisrael. But if you have two major groups, and they're followed, so that's very dangerous. So maybe that's why Beishamai is different, Chayiv Misa. The Gemara says, I'm sorry? So Abai and Rabbah, so those are two. There are machloksim. But again, following Beis Shammai could be a cause for more danger, because that's following the whole group of Bnei Yisrael. So the Baskel and Ervin, so that's, it might be, there it just says, we paskin like Beis Hillel. It says, Elo ve'elo debre lechem chayim. So it gives credence to Beis Shammai. So I don't know if that Gemara helps or hurts. I'm not sure. Okay, next Mishnah. In the morning, we make two brachas before Kriya Shema, Yotzer Ar and Ava Rabba, or the Achas Vachareha, and one afterwards, right? Gal Yisrael. Ubaherev at night, Mevarach Shtaim Lefaneo, Shtaim Vachareha. At night, we say two brachas before Kriya Shema and two brachas after Kriya Shema. Achas Arucha, the Achas Kitzara. One long and one short. Three opinions. What does this line mean? One long and one short. Rashi says, this Arucha and Kisara is referring to what we were just talking about. The last two brachas after Kriya Shema at night. Emes ve'emuna and Hashkivenu. So Rashi says Emes ve'emuna is a long bracha and Hashkivenu is a short bracha. That's what Rashi says. So Tosfos asks right here on Rashi, what do you mean? We're going to learn in Gemara later on that Emes ve'emuna, you could take, if you're short on time, we don't pass in this way, but if you're short on time, you could take out most of it. So Emes ve'emuna could end up being shorter than Ashkivenu. So what do you mean? Emes Ve'emuna is long and Ashkivenu is short. So Tosfos says, no, it must be referring to Emes Ve'emuna itself. You could say it the long way, you could say it the short way. So according to Tosfos, Aruch and Kitzara means literally long or short. Rashi must not hold that way, because Rashi knows Emes Ve'emuna can be shortened. So the Mefarshim explained, Rashi must mean, Arucha means multi-themed. There's a lot we talk about in Emes Ve'emuna. Yitzias Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf, a lot of other things. So Arucha, Kitzara means one theme, doesn't mean short. Hashkivenu is one theme, Hashem protect me. Emes Ve'emuna, we have a lot, it's a beautiful tefillah, we usually rush through it. Beautiful tefillah, a lot of things we talk about. So Rashi says, according to Rashi, Arucha and Kitzara means long, multi-themed versus unit-themed. Tosfos says that it means literally long and short. The Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayos here gives a third opinion. Arucha means starts with a baruch and ends with a baruch. And Kitzara means only ends with a baruch. And the Rambam says it's referring to the brachas before Kriya Shema, in the morning and night. So in the morning or at night, the first bracha starts with Bracha Hashem Yotzer Ovar Choshech. The second one starts, you know, Ava Rabba or Avas Olam starts without a baruch. So the three opinions, what does Arucha and Kitzara mean? Rashi, Tosfos, the Rambam. Fine. Malkam Jamr Laharech Ena Rashar Lakatzer. In a place where you're supposed to do an Arucha, whatever that means, Ena Rashar Lakatzer, you can't make it short. Lakatzer Ena Rashar Laharech. If it's short or one themed or doesn't start with a baruch, Ena Rashar Laharech, you can't make it long. Lachtom Ena Rashar Shalom. Lachtom. If it ends with a baruch, you can't not end it with a baruch. Shalom Lachtom Ena Rashar Lachtom. If it doesn't end with a baruch, then you're not allowed to end it with a baruch. Fine. Those are the now, again, if you remember from Daf Beis of an Aleph, ABBA, first we discuss Kriya Shema at night, then we discuss Kriya Shema of the morning, then we discuss the brachas of Kriya Shema of the morning, and then we're discussing the brachas of Kriya Shema at night. Right? Now we're up to the brachas of Kriya Shema b'shachar, and then we said ba'erev. Right? So it fits into that, what we said on Daf Beis. Mayim Avarach, so what are the brachas? Amr of Yaakov or Amr of Oshia. Yotzer Ar, Uvo Rechoshech. That's the first bracha in the morning. So says the Gemara, Lema Yotzer Ar, Uvo Noga. Why doesn't it say Noga, which is also morning? It's the morning. So we say, Kedekasav Kamrina. No, we're just patterning after the Pasuk. And the Pasuk says, Yotzer Ar, Uvo Rechoshech. So Ela Me'ata, if you want to go by the Pasuk, what about the end of the Pasuk? Ose Shalom Uvo Re Ra. Right? So then, Mi Kamrina Kedekasav, do we say that? We don't say that, we say Uvarei Zakol. So we're not going by the Pasuk. So El Aksiv Rav Karinin Hakol Lishna Ma'alya. So Hakanami Le Menoga Lishna Ma'alya. So if we're already changing it because you want him to have a nice Lashon, you want to say Hakol instead of Ra, so then say morning instead of Choshech. You know, morning is always, you know, light versus darkness in Judaism usually has a nicer connotation. Elo Amarava. No, Kadila Hazki Midas Yom Balailo Midas Laila Bayom. No, the reason that we dafka do it, nothing to do with the pasuk. We want to mention nighttime by day. We want to mention daytime by night. And the Mefarshim say is to prove that we believe that there is really one God. God of the day, God of the night, is in charge of all the constellations. So we mention each by the opposite time period. Bishlam Midas Laila Bayom Kidda Amrinan Yotza Oravori Choshech. So fine, I mentioned where you mention nighttime by day. Yotza Oravori Choshech. El Midas Yom Balailo Hechi Mishkachas Lei. So where do you mention daytime at night? Amrabaya Golel Or Mibnei Choshech Habachoshech Mibnei Or. Right, so we say it by Myrif. The Idach Mai. What's the other second bracha of the morning? And this was quoted by Rabbi Ephraim Waxman at the Siyam. Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Abba Rabba. Bechena Rilei, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Betas, Bray, Abba Rabba. That's the second bracha. Tanya Nami Hachi, Ein Omrim Avas Olam, Ela Abba Rabba. Rabbanan Amri Avas Olam. Two different opinions. Do you say Abba Rabba or Avas Olam? Bechena Omer, Vavas Olam Avtich, Alkein Meshachtich Chassid. You see the lesson of Avas Olam, top little toast was one line, so that's where the Minhag Ashkenaz comes from, of saying Abba Rabba in the morning, and Avas Olam at night, because of these two opinions. Okay. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Now we're up to the important Gemara about Birchas HaTorah. We read through this Gemara Shavuos, I think 2 years ago. Hishkin L'shanos Hashalok Kara Kriyashma Tzarech Levarech. If somebody wakes up and he wants to learn before he says Kriyashma, he must make Birchas HaTorah. Misha Kara Kriyashma Ein Tzarech Levarech. But once you say Kriyashma, you don't have to make the Birchas HaTorah. Shekvar Nifter Ba'Ava Rabba. You're already Yotzei with Ava Rabba. Rashi explains, because look in Ava Rabba. Lilmod, Lahavin, Lasos, Lakayim, it's like a Birchas HaTorah. Abba Rabba is one of the most underrated tefillahs. It's such a beautiful tefillah, and we rush through it like we're going to have to wait for the rabbi by Kriyas Shema, so we might as well do Abba Rabba quickly. Right? So that's, but Abba Rabba is look at the words. It's unbelievable. Every tefillah is unbelievable. But especially Abba Rabba, it's just, Hashem, please give me Bina, help me understand, and Mimakabit, Klal Yisrael. Just read it. Take 5 minutes today and read it. It's unbelievable. But Abba Rabba can count as a Birchas HaTorah. Amar Rav Huna. So now we have a few opinions here. Oh, but even before Shekhar Nifter Ba'ava Rabba, there's a big Tosfos here. A lot of important discussions in this Tosfos. If you have time to do Shekhar, do it. First, there's a question. Do you have to learn right away after you say Birchas HaTorah? That's Tosfos' first discussion. There's a Yerushalmi that says you have to learn right away. So that's our minhag. Right? We say Eilu Dvarim and Yibrach Hashem Yishmorecha. So it's our minhag to learn. But other posts can say that you don't have to learn right away. That's one issue. But another issue Tosfos asks, we just quoted this 2 weeks ago, Friday night. We say, why is one Birchas HaTorah enough in the morning for learning all the whole day, if you're going to have a lot of breaks? Mashenkin, by sukkah, every time you go into a sukkah, you have to make a new bracha. Why don't you have to say bracha Torah before every time you learn? So Tosfos says, in the middle of Yishlomar, the shiny Torah, she'enu miyayish daito, to call Shah adam mechuyav lilmod. Torah never leaves your mind, even if you're in the business, because you always have a chiyav to learn. It's always in the back of your mind. We've mentioned this before, that the Rav Soloveitchik called this latent awareness. Acute awareness versus latent awareness. Gives the mashal. When the children are in a mother's house, that's acute awareness. She is acutely aware of them. But let's say the kids go to school, the kids are on a trip. So they're always on the mother's mind. No matter where the child is, the mother is in the back of their head, somewhere in the recesses, the child is in the mother's mind. That's latent awareness. Said the Rav, that's Talmud Torah. When somebody is momish learning, right now we have acute awareness of learning, of brachas. But when we're not learning, it's in the back of our heads. Torah is always there because we always have a chiyuv to learn. That's what he gave pshat of hadron alach. Whenever you make a hadron, you're saying, right now I am putting brachas into my latent awareness. And I'm putting Shabbos into my acute awareness. So that's the difference. But Torah never leaves somebody. He gives other answers as well. There's also an important issue where he says, V'im tomar, mipnei ein anu mevarchen lishan basukka. If you make a bracha before every mitzvah, why don't you make a bracha before you sleep in the sukkah? Why only before you eat in the sukkah? So Tosfos, okay, this should be a Masechta Sukkah, but Tosfos says, why? Because Shema lo yishan, maybe you won't fall asleep. And it'll be a bracha levatala. I don't know if it's dafka because you're in the sukkah and you won't fall asleep, but he says, maybe you don't fall asleep and it might be bracha levatala. So what's the kasha? Anybody have a kasha?
Why does the Tosfos make bracha?
Okay, before you eat, it's fine, we assume. But Tosfos says, you don't make a bracha before you sleep in the sukkah because you might not fall asleep. Hamapil! Maritz Chaya says, what about Hamapil? We all say Hamapil. Somebody told me yesterday, yeah, people don't say Hamapil. I said, I don't believe it. I said, we have to say Hamapil. Hamapil's a bracha. Bracha like any other bracha. You don't want to say the three pages of Hamapil? Okay, little by little. But at least the bracha itself. Now that we have, it's one paragraph. If we haven't said it, we cobble on ourselves to say it. What about Hamapil? I hope you're not worried you're going to fall asleep. So the Maritz Chaya says, oh no, the Hamapil is a bircha shalach v'hodah on sleep. Not bircha the dafka that you're going to fall asleep. But Hashem created sleep! Just like a Summa says, Bokeach Ibrim. Or it says a bracha on sleep in general. So even if you don't fall asleep. Well, there's another answer quoted that it's on my rutzon to fall asleep. Even if I don't fall asleep. Right, just like al bir chametz. If I find chametz, if you don't find chametz, no bir chametz. It's still a mitzvah to say al bir chametz. So that's so you give somebody the Ish Lavram here gives that mashal. So somebody said to me yesterday that maybe the they say why don't the brisker here some briskers might not say hamapil. Why? Because they're so worried they're not going to fall asleep. So and if they're not going to fall asleep, they're going to make so. But again, that's bracha that we say, and it's something that that should be said, and I think generally Klal Yisrael says Hamapil. So it's for our protection. It's our protection, right? The Gemara a few blad ago said, protect us from Azikin, and no, sleep is a dangerous time. So about Baruch Hashem, I think even briskers do say it. I shouldn't on tape. You know, I'm not being mezalzel. I'm a brisker in a way. So that, okay. Fine. So let's get back to the Gemara now. So, where are we? Amar Rav Huna, right in the middle. L'mikra tzarech levarech, l'medrash ein tzarech levarech. Rav Huna says, you only have to make birchas haTorah when you learn Tanakh, when you learn Mikra, but not when you learn Midrashim. If you learn Midrashim, you don't need birchas haTorah. Rav Elazar Amar, l'mikra l'medrash tzarech levarech, l'mishna ein tzarech levarech. Rav Elazar says, no, for Mikra and for Medrash, you have to make birchas haTorah, but not for Mishnah, which is a more expansive, right, Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, af l'mishna nami tzarech levarech. Even for Mishnah, you have to say Birchas HaTorah. Aval l'Talmud ein tzarech levarech. But not for Gemara, not for Talmud. The svar is behind everything. Rabbi Amar, af l'Talmud tzarech levarech. No, even for Gemara, which is what we paskin, you have to make Birchas HaTorah. Tzarech b'chi avarashi, zinman sakiyin, havikiyimna kamei d'rav, l'suyi pirkin, b'sifra d'bei rav. Many times I was in front of b'chi avar, in front of Rav, having mocked him with Kamashi Yadeh, when he got up in the morning, he washed his hands, Ubarech, and he made Berachas HaTorah, Umasim Lan Pirkin. So you see, you have to say Berachas HaTorah, even for Gemara. This is amazing shitas. You only have to say it for Tanakh, you only have to say it for Mishnah, not Gemara. What's going on here? If the bracha of Berachas HaTorah is about the mitzvah of learning, there should not be any difference between what you learn. So that must be the opinion, the last opinion, if it's on Talmud Torah. But there are other opinions. There's a Reb Chaim, we don't have time to get into. Reb Chaim said that Birchas HaTorah is on Chefsa Shel Torah. What does that mean, Chefsa Shel Torah? It means when you come in contact with the Dvar Hashem. We believe that learning Torah is coming in contact with the Dvar Hashem, the Word of God. So Reb Chaim said, the Dvar Hashem requires a bracha. When you come in contact with the Dvar Hashem, you have to see a bracha. Out of recognition that you're coming in contact with the Dvar Hashem. So Reb Chaim says, women are not mechuyev in learning. And they're mechuyev to learn everything that applies to them, halachas, which means choshe mishpat evan ezer yoredei and arachayim. Okay, so when they finish all of that, they don't have to learn negayim and all this. People say women don't have to learn. Okay, after hilchos Shabbos, after hilchos kashrus, after hilchos taharas mishpacha, you know, halavai, we should know everything that women have to learn. Halavai. Okay, but we, after we learn all that, we have to learn negayim and all this and kachim now. What do you mean? Bizman beis hamikdash, women have to know tumah tahara also. Right, we'll, the men will even have to know Hilchas Chatzisa, because we're going to have to go to the mikveh too. Bizman Beis HaMikdash. It's going to be, we have a lot to learn. But anyway, so Reb Chaim says, you want to say, women make her din, don't have a chiyuv to learn. But they have to say Berachas HaTorah, they make Berachas HaTorah in the morning. Why? Because when you come in contact with the Dvar Hashem, you have to say Torah, you have to give it, make a bracha. Nothing to do with the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So says the Eimek Bracha, one of the Talmidim of the Brisker Rabbi, says, maybe with that idea, that could help explain the Gemara. Why should there be a difference between Tanakh and Medrash, which explains the Tanakh? So says Reb Chaim, maybe these opinions are about what is called Chefsa Shel Torah. What is the direct of our Hashem? So the first opinion says, Tanakh. That was written by Ruach HaKodesh. So Tanakh, that's Chefsa Shel Torah. That requires Berachas HaTorah. the rest is Talmud Torah, but maybe Berachas HaTorah is not a regular Berachas HaMitzvah. Or the other opinion says even Medrash, because that explains the Psukim. Others say even the Mishnah. You know, so that maybe that might be the reason, the Svara, for the earlier opinions. But again, the last opinion, which says you make a Bracha on everything, is because it's a regular Bracha on learning. Okay, there is another opinion, if we have time to talk about it at the end, the beautiful opinion, maybe we'll say it at breakfast, from the Spike on this Gemara, that maybe Berachas HaTorah is a Berachas HaNanin, on the Hanah that you get from Talmud Torah. There are a number of sources that talk about the Gablos, that even all mitzvos, we usually have a principle, mitzvos lav lahenos nitnu, mitzvos were not given for the Hanah, they say, except for Talmud Torah. The Eglei Tzal writes, Talmud Torah was given to get Hanah from it. Now, if you don't get Hanah from learning, you're lacking an aspect of learning. Even though you don't have to get Hanah from Shekin Alulav, if you do, it's fine, but it's not part of the mitzvah, but learning you have to get Hanah from. Okay, my mevarich. What are the brachas of Torah? Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Asher Kedushan Hashem Gavis Bano, Lasuk B'Divrei Torah. That's our girsa. The Rambam has Al Divrei Torah. That's the Shulchan Aruch. Some Sfaradim say Al Divrei Torah. We say Lasuk B'Divrei Torah. Lasuk, the Taz says Lasuk because of the Amelus. You have to strive and work hard for Torah. Rav Yochanan Masayim Bahachti, he finishes it this way. Harevna Hashem Alkeinos Divrei Sarasul B'Finu. Hashem makes the Torah sweet. Right, a lot of times we say, Hashem, I don't enjoy learning. So that's, we have to have kavanah in Berachas HaTorah. Make it sweet for us. Help us enjoy it. In our mouths, it feels Amcha Beis Yisrael, and in the mouths of our children. And all of our children should know your name and learn Torah, the Rith Azin Lushma, according to our Gersa. Berachas Hashem HaMalami Torah L'mo Yisrael. Rafuna Amar, Rafuna adds, Asher Bachamani Mikal Amim Nasolano, Saraso, Baruch Hashem, no Sina Torah. Right answer the second bracha. Avar, Amar, Rav Hamnuna, Zuhi Mimula Sheva Brachas. That's the best. Why is it the best? Rashi explains, because it gives Shevach to Hashem, and to Bnei Yisrael, and to Torah. Hilkach, Namrinu, Lukulu. Because all of these are so wonderful, we say all of them. Okay, we say Lasa B'Divrei Torah. We say Harevna Lachlokes. Is Harevna a separate bracha or a continuation? V'Harevna, Harevna. So follow the Girsa in the Siddur. Whatever you do is fine. We generally assume that it is one connected bracha, so there should not be a separate Amin after Lasa B'Divrei Torah before V'Harevna and Asher Bachar Banu. Tnan Hasam, the Mishnah in Tamid says, those of you who haven't done Tamid yet, another 6.5 years. Amar Lahem HaMamuna, at the end of Kachim. So the Mamuna, the whole Maseches Tamid is all about the Avoda of the morning service. Morning service, it just goes through from the beginning to end, what the Kohanim did all morning. Very exciting Masechta. So it goes through everything they did. So they run here, and they run there, and they run to the Lushkas HaGazis and do this. So it says, Amar HaMamuna, the appointed one says to all the Kohanim, when they're taking a little break in between the Avoda, Baruch Hu Bracha Achas, make a Bracha. Make one bracha. We don't know what that bracha is yet. The Gemara is going to explain. The Haim bracha, they made the bracha. The Karu Aseres HaDibros, then say Aseres HaDibros, big sugya, the next Amud. That's what Menachem is going to talk about tomorrow, about standing for Aseres HaDibros. Comes from the next Amud. Karu Aseres HaDibros, Shema, Vahayim Shemoa, Vayomer, they said the three parashas of Kriya Shema, Ubarach Lasam Gimel brachas, and they gave three brachas to the, with the nation. Not to the nation, Rashi explains, with Am Yisrael. Emes V'yatziv, number one. Avoda, number two, they said Ritzei. Avoda means they said Ritzei, Hashem Malkeinu, outside the context of Shmon Esrei. They said Ritzei, because Ritzei means Hashem accept our Avoda. That's Avoda Levir Beisecha. Right? They're talking about Mamish the Avoda. Right? There was Tefillah even the time of the Beis HaMikdash. People think, oh, davening started after the Churban. Davening was even different type of tefillah, but davening was even bizman abayis. Uberchas kohanim, and they said berchas kohanim. Ubeshabbos mosivin bracha achas for the mishmar hayotzei, and on Shabbos they added on one bracha for the mishmar that was leaving. The mishmaros, there were 24 mishmaros of kohanim. They each worked 2 weeks out of the year. Shabbos was the day that they switched. The Shachris and Musaf was done by the morning one that was leaving. Mincha was done by the one that was coming in. My bracha achas. What does bracha achas? What does bracha achas mean? Come on, 2 more minutes of Olam Haba right now. My bracha achas. What does it mean that the Mamuna told them say one bracha? Kiyada Rav Abba, Rav Yossi Bar Abba, Iklulahu Asra. So when these great rabbis came to a certain place, Bomini ma bracha achas. What did the Mamuna mean? Say one bracha. What bracha was that? Lo havi biyadayu. They didn't know. It was a tough kasha. Vasa shaylul Rav Masna. Lo havi biyaday. He also didn't know. Vasa shaylul Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda finally. Amalu havi Shmuel. I got the answer. Ava Rabba. Right? Really? Avarabba, that was the one bracha that the Mamuna told them to say. The Amr of Zrika, Amr of Yami, Amr of Shem and Lakish, Yotzer Ar. It was Yotzer Ar, it wasn't Avarabba. So Machlokes, what bracha it was. Kiyasa, 3 more minutes is going to take us. You know what? I'm going to stop right here. The Gemara is about to prove which one was it. Was it Ava Rabba or was it Yotzer Ar from his story? Okay, so that's where Hashem will pick up with tomorrow. Okay, the very first stop right there.
Okay.
Amen. Okay. Okay.